Good afternoon. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry Mueller today. Larry's back on Friday live from Bayfield and Bloom. Hope you can join us for that. But here's the news. The Wisconsin Knows Nelson Stewardship Fund is up for debate right now in Wisconsin's budget deliberations. The federal volunteer conservation program known as AmeriCorps is also being questioned as to whether or not it will continue. And that has raised other questions about how local organizations are responding and how conservation efforts will look in the future. So for our show today, we have joining us the executive director of the Mississippi Valley Conservancy, Carol Abrahamson, and the Driftless in the Driftless area. They work as a land trust in the Driftless area, also executive director of Gathering Waters, which is an alliance of more than 40 land trusts in Wisconsin, Mike Carlson. Carol and Mike, welcome to you both. And Carol, I'm going to start with you today and get right into it with the work that the Mississippi Valley Conservancy does in the Driftless area and your focus in that region.
Yeah, well, thank you, first of all, for having us on. Mississippi Valley Conservancy covers 9 counties along the Mississippi River in the Driftless area. And primarily we work to, and those landowners continue to own the land. They can sell it, pass it down to family members, do all the things that they currently do on it. The conservation easement is just restricting future development rights on that land. And then the other thing that we do is we occasionally acquire property. And that property is then open to the public for things like hunting and fishing, bird watching, just enjoying time in nature. And of course, it is habitat protection as well.
Thank you. And Mike Carlson, the Gathering Waters, tell us a little bit about this group.
Sure. It's great to be with you, Lee. Thanks so much for having us on. Gathering Waters, we're Wisconsin's Alliance for Land Trust. So we work statewide. We were actually just over the last year celebrating our 30th anniversary. So we were founded in the mid-1990s. And the Wisconsin Land Trust community has grown quite a bit over that time. So when we were founded, there were about a dozen land trust organizations working here in the state. And that number has grown to just over 40 today. So it's really been a remarkable growth. It's, you know, really in every corner of the state. We have land trusts or land conservancies working with local communities, with private landowners to help protect really special places across Wisconsin.
So what does a land trust mean exactly, Mike?
Yeah, so when we use that term land trust or land conservancy, we often use those interchangeably. What we're really referring to is a nonprofit organization that has a primary mission of protecting land. And, you know, we like to say that in Wisconsin, each of our 41 land trusts is pretty much as unique as the landscapes within which they work. So some focus on conserving high quality prairies or forests or wetlands, while others may be protecting things like family farms, or in some cases even, you know, supporting the development of urban parks and trails. So it really depends, you know, what communities those land trusts are working in. But when we use that term land trust or land conservancy, we're really talking about those nonprofit organizations around the state.
And Carol, you mentioned, you know, protecting our natural habitats against the encroachment of development. And why is this important to these 41 land trusts that have now extended across the state of Wisconsin as you see it?
Well, it's really important to the folks of Wisconsin. We know that people in Wisconsin love to fish and they love to hunt. They just love to be outdoors. Bird watching is a big pastime of people in Wisconsin, and they want to have land that is available for them, for their families, and for future generations. So that's why the work that land trusts do to protect this land from development is so important. Private landowners, they want to be reassured that when they sell their land, it's going to remain as it is. Oftentimes they've spent a lifetime working on prairies and forests and even farmland, and they want to make sure that it will remain that way. So this is a way that they can be assured by working with the land trust in Wisconsin to protect their land from this future development.
And Mike Carlson, why the growth of these land trust conservancies since Gathering Waters began 30 years ago now? What is it about these land trusts and conservancies that have spoken to the people of Wisconsin and seen so much investment?
Sure. Yeah, that's a great question. I think, you know, I think it's important to maybe mention, you know, up front that, you know, land trusts are just sort of one piece of the puzzle when we think about land conservation here in the state. Obviously, there's really important public agencies like the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources that protects things like state parks, state wildlife areas, state forests. There's, you know, county governments that have county park systems and municipal governments as well. So I think over that past 30 years, though, I think there was a recognition that the, you know, government agencies couldn't do it all, and that there was really a need to have these community-based nonprofit organizations that could be, you know, just responsive to what local community members thought were priorities, thought were important to protect. So I think that's really a large reason why we've seen that growth is just there's been so much interest among members of the public in supporting these local community organizations. I think I'll also sort of tie in here a topic that you mentioned at the top of the segment, which is that there's no question that the growth of the land trust community is also relates to the history of a state program called the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program mm-hmm. that provides public state funding to land trusts and other partners to assist them in protecting land. And providing that for public outdoor recreation. The Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program was founded in 1989 in a very bipartisan effort at the time with, you know, Governor Tommy Thompson was in office, and he worked in a very bipartisan manner with legislature to create the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program. And actually, through that program, for the first time ever, the state had a grant program then that provided these matching grants to nonprofits, to land trusts. So that state support has been essential in that kind of growth and expansion of the land trust community over those three decades.
And so it seems to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, that the reason for creating this Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Fund, the reason for the support of our conservancies and land trusts, our state parks, our natural habitats, and, you know, preventing to some at some level in some places development from occurring, has to do with our quality of life, has to do with what makes Wisconsin special, has to do with why people live here, why people come here, and why people spend their tourism dollars here, that what we have here is special because of the people who are committed to keeping it that way. Does that sound about right?
No question. Yeah. And I think we like to sort of refer to it as the three W's, water, wildlife, and the Wisconsin way of life are just so, so broadly popular and, you know, so it's just such a high priority for such a wide swath of Wisconsinites. We actually recently, we partnered with one of our land trust members, the Nature Conservancy in Wisconsin, yeah. and commissioned a public opinion poll. This is something that we typically work with the Nature Conservancy to do every couple of years. And again, this most recent round of polling showed that more than 90% of Wisconsin voters support continued public funding for land, water, and wildlife conservation. And that cuts across party lines, that cuts across geographies. It's just one of those issues that really, I think, where there's just a lot of common ground among members of the public.
Yeah, because we recognize the value of what it means to live in Wisconsin. Carol, can you talk a little bit about what the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Funds means for the Mississippi Valley Conservancy?
Yes, absolutely. What it means is opportunity. Over the years, and Mississippi Valley Conservancy was founded in 1997, so we'll be coming up on 30 years pretty soon. But over the years, the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Fund has provided over $6.5 million just to Mississippi Valley Conservancy, and it has helped to protect more than 5,400 acres right here in the Driftless area. We could not possibly have done all of that work without the help of the Noel Salson Stewardship Fund. It provides 50% of the funds that are needed for an acquisition. So we still have to go and raise matching funds, reach out to our communities and our supporters and our partners to fill in that gap. But it sure does kickstart every project that we undertake. Those projects are preserving habitat, water quality, the scenic views that we have here along the Great River Road. Yeah. And then they're also providing the public access for hunting, fishing, birding, hiking, all of the things that the people of Wisconsin really love and value.
So this investment from the state, it doesn't happen without other buy-in investment from the community through the Mississippi Valley Conservancy.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. As I said, it only provides 50%. And I don't say only lightly. That's huge.
Yes.
But it really then inspires our supporters and our partners to step up and help us finish the projects.
To me, there's just nothing else like the Driftless in the entire Midwest, Carol. And you know, you mentioned it a little bit, but tell me a little bit more about what makes the Driftless so unique.
Well, it is a really special area, and I'm super proud to live and work in the Driftless area. It is an area that when the last glacier came through, it just missed this area, it went around this area. So we have very unique valleys and bluffs and rock formations. Of course, the Mississippi River, a lot of beautiful streams, Class one trout streams that are in the Driftless area, wonderful cold spring fed streams that are great for fishing. So it's very unique. If people haven't been to the Driftless area, I highly encourage that you put that on your bucket list. Come and visit us. And then while you're here, stop and hike at one of the properties that Mississippi Valley Conservancy has protected for you.
Mike, I want to talk a little bit more about what the Noel Nelson Stewardship Fund would mean, the loss of the Noel Nelson Stewardship Fund would mean for the 40-plus organizations that are now part of Gathering Waters. What would it look like without it?
Sure. Yeah, it's a pretty stark to imagine, to imagine Wisconsin not having a state program to support land conservation. I actually, Lee, just briefly want to maybe take a quick step back and just a little bit of history. I think the name of the Noel Nelson Stewardship Program is pretty meaningful, and I think really speaks to the broad support that it has among the public today. It's actually named after two former governors, Governor Warren Knowles, who was a Republican, and Governor Gaylord Nelson, who was a Democrat. And actually going all the way back to the early 1960s, when Governor Gaylord Nelson was governor in 1961, he helped to spearhead the creation of the first ever state program for land conservation. It was called the Outdoor Recreation Act Program, ORAP, funded back then with a penny a pack cigarette tax, if you can imagine that, generating enough revenue. So Governor Nelson helped to spearhead the creation of that program. But then it was up for reauthorization in 1967, and Governor Knowles really picked up the mantle. Governor Knowles was a big angler and a big outdoors person, and really picked up the mantle and helped to expand the program. So the history of land conservation and outdoor recreation in Wisconsin goes back truly for decades and generations. At a certain point in the late 90s, it was decided that there needed to be a sort of a refresh, a new program created. And that's when, the governor at the time, Governor Thompson, and the legislature decided to really honor, I think, that bipartisan history by naming this new program the Noel Nelson Stewardship Program. Again, so over, since the stewardship program was founded, there's been just tremendous impact. In total, the stewardship program has helped to protect more than 750,000 acres of land in Wisconsin, and that includes DNR purchases and county forests and other partners. But that's just a tremendous impact over that time. Specifically, for land trusts and local partner organizations like local governments, the stewardship program over that time has provided over 4,200 grants, and that's more than that includes more than 700 grants to land trust organizations. So, again, as Carol described, it has been really the source of support that's jump-started conservation efforts literally in every corner of the state. I would always recommend folks can go on, and actually we have a website dedicated to Knowles Nelson. It was knowlesnelson.org. Knowles starts with a K, so knowlesnelson.org. Yep. And we've actually mapped by county and by legislative district every single Knowles Nelson investment. And it's remarkable. So I really encourage folks to go look at, you know, either their home county or if there's a certain corner of Wisconsin that they, you know, have a particular love for, just really go look. And every time we've shared one of these maps with, you know, with elected officials, more often than not, the first word out of their mouth is, wow. They just, you know, folks really don't appreciate how much of an impact that it's had.
Well, they might appreciate it. They just don't know it because we're living in it. And although, Mike, you mentioned how bipartisan it was at the beginning, bipartisan seems few and far between these days in politics, no matter where you look. But can we find some common ground when it comes to the common ground that we live in, share, and appreciate that makes Wisconsin what it is? Our guest, Mike Carlson, Executive Director of Gathering Waters, an alliance of more than 40 land trusts in Wisconsin, and Carol Abrahamson, Executive Director of the Mississippi Valley Conservancy, a nonprofit accredited land trust in the Driftless area of southeast Wisconsin. We invite you to the conversation at 1-800-642-1234 or email talk@wpr.org. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry today, and you are listening to The Larry Mueller Show. Talking about the three W's with our guest today, that would be water, wildlife, and Wisconsin's way of life. Our guest, Carol Abrahamson, Executive Director of the Mississippi Valley Conservancy, and Mike Carlson, Executive Director of Gathering Waters, an alliance of more than 40 land trusts in Wisconsin. And Carol, are there others? We talked about the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Fund, which is up for debate, and whether or not that funding will continue and how much it is done to keep Wisconsin what it is today. Are there other sources that we find in state funding that could be up for grabs or could be lost going forward as you see it?
Well, I'd like to talk about some federal funding that we lost recently.
Okay.
So we had hired an AmeriCorps position for the summer, which we've done for the last handful of years. It's a really great way to bring a young person into the conservation community, help them to get some experience, to build their skills, and see if conservation is really what they want to do for a career. So we had made an offer to Emily. She had accepted it. She was coming all the way from Vermont. And 2 days later, as you probably already know, the AmeriCorps program was defunded by the federal government. So that left us in a bit of a predicament. We needed Emily's help for the summer, and she needed a job that she had planned on for the summer. We felt terrible.
Yeah.
And we decided to just go ahead and ask our supporters if they could help us out. So we were able to surpass our fundraising goal with all of the caring people here in the communities of the Driftless area pitching in to support Emily's position here with us this summer. AmeriCorps is really vital to not just conservation and environmental groups, but communities across the nation. It's an extremely important program. So we're really quite excited that we were able to basically restore the funding with our supporters here, but it's not a great situation and one that I hope will be restored again.
Carol, I have to admit, in the flurry of all the news of what's happening in Washington, D.C., I did not realize that AmeriCorps had been defunded. I knew there was talk of elimination, but it's hard sometimes to figure out where it is in this process. But we're seeing real results of what's happening on the budgeting on Capitol Hill right now, not in the White House right now, right here in the Driftless region.
Yes, we are. There are other organizations in the community that depend on AmeriCorps employees. So it isn't just us, but we're thankful that we're able to bring Emily. She'll be starting with us next week.
Well, geez, Mike, let me ask you, have you seen any direct results of the loss of AmeriCorps funding at the federal level with the Alliance of Land Trusts that make up Gathering Waters?
Yeah, for sure. I was actually just out in Washington, D.C. A few weeks ago, meeting with Wisconsin congressional offices, trying to kind of sharing some stories from back here in Wisconsin. And I was joined by the executive director of a land trust in the Milwaukee area called Restoring Lands. Their executive director's name is Tom Stolp. And Tom had a very similar story to Carol's in terms of that loss of AmeriCorps funding and sort of how that threatens, you know, their program there locally in Southeast Wisconsin. I would say at a sort of higher level though, you know, I think the three main areas that we're seeing kind of challenges at the federal level, really, I think there's just, and you described this, Lee, I think there's just so much uncertainty right now.
Yes.
That really is creating creating challenges for local partners. And kind of three main areas I think that folks are paying attention to. One is, you know, funding for actual, like federal funding for projects, which, you know, federal funding often is used as of a match for the state Knowles Nelson stewardship program. So the uncertainty of the federal funding is a big concern. There's also a concern about the capacity of federal partners. And, you know, oftentimes federal agency staff will provide not only financial assistance, but provide technical assistance to conservation projects, whether that's, you know, wetland restoration or forest management, prairie restoration. So that the sort of federal partner capacity is a big concern. And then access to data, too, is another issue. I think, you know, land trusts have become far more sophisticated in how, you know, we use data to really inform conservation that's happening on the ground. And there's obviously lots of federal, you know, data that is, again, I think there's a lot of uncertainty about the future of the access to that. So, you know, federal funding for projects, capacity of federal partners, and access to data are kind of three main buckets, I think, that we're hearing concerns about.
Just short on time, but Carol, I'd like you to see if you can answer this as quickly as possible, because I got an email from Mel that said, some people think too much money is spent or that the tax base is lost when land is set aside and protected from development. Is tax base really lost through this process? And do you know how much money land protection can save in future costs, Carol?
You know, of course, there is some tax base loss, but really, when you think about the future, protecting this land, you are also protecting from things like floods, which the storms that we have lately, the last few years, and I'm sure we will continue to have, they're devastating. So when you look at water protection alone, in how flooding can be devastating when we have heavy rains, but then also just protecting our drinking water. There's a lot of cost to that as well. So yes, there is some tax-based loss. Now, we do pay taxes on some of our properties. Of course, landowners continue to pay taxes. That does not change. They continue to pay their property taxes. But the land that land trusts acquire, some of them, we do continue that. We also make payments in lieu of taxes to communities to help support their local emergency services that we need to access as well.
Oh, I didn't know that. And Mike, in the 60 seconds we have left here, can you give us a quick cost-benefit analysis of the work that Gathering Waters does?
Sure. You know, we've tried to do some research on kind of the benefits of public lands and land protection. And one number that we came up with was that the state has invested around $1.5 billion in the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program in the past three decades. And we've determined that that roughly translates to actually $2.5 billion in value that comes back to the state every single year. And that's things like Carol mentioned in terms of, you know, flood management, but it's also the impact on the outdoor recreation economy and quality of life. So there is, I think, a pretty tremendous return on investment. And we've got actually more information about that on that knowlesnelson.org website.
Knowlesnelson.org. Mike and Carol, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, Carol Abrahamson is the executive director of the Mississippi Valley Conservancy, a nonprofit accredited land trust in the Driftless area of southeast Wisconsin. Mike Carlson, executive director of Gathering Waters, an alliance of more than 40 land trusts across our state. Thanks for being a part of the Larry Mueller Show today, and thanks to our team, Clara Neipert, Joel Patenaude, Jeff Robbins, and our executive producer, Jill Nadeau. A reminder, Larry Mueller is live from Bayfield and Bloom on Friday. He brings you garden talk from the northern parts of Wisconsin. Hope you can join us. If you can be there, WPR.org/events. Otherwise, listen online at WPR.org or on the radio. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry today, and you're listening to The Larry Mueller Show.